Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kenya. Could I please have your zip code?
02 886.
Thank you. And could I please have your first and last name?
It's Dr. Carlos Canton.
Thank you. Let me get that pulled up here. Bear with me one quick moment. So I didn't see your name come up with the zip code. Would you be able to provide me with the last four digits of the card that was charged, please?
I have not charged anything.
Okay, well, how could I help you?
Well, I could inquire about this advertisement.
Okay, and what product was it?
It's a Dyson V11.
Okay, well, I understand completely. And so with, well, this is a third-party call center, and we assist with the calls for over 400 different online vendors. So without you having an account, I wouldn't be able to go into detail as to what the product is. But what I can say is that it is a sweepstakes offer, and we would recommend you read the terms and conditions thoroughly to make sure you're getting a full understanding.
Well, it is not details. Well, it sounds like a gimmick to me. It sounds like all you got to do is enter your credit card number and they send you a free Dyson that costs $900. Sounds like here, right? This is ridiculous. But that's the number to call. You just win a Dyson V11 completely free. It will be arriving to your home in 24 hours. Just give me your credit card number. What?
Well, you should see where it says terms and conditions. And if you click on
there,
that
there is no terms and conditions. There is nothing else. All that it was a third-party survey from in benefit of Home Depot. Because I'm a customer from Home Depot and say, you are one of our favorite customers. We just want to give you free Dyson V11 in less than 24 hours, arriving to your home, $975 price, free. Just give me your credit card to charge you $5 for shipment. You read that. How does it read to you that? It sounds like a very absurd type of situation. And it has this number in the bottom to call.
Okay, well, yes, sir. So if you're not seeing where it says the terms and conditions, I'm not sure
there's nothing else
how you can get a full understanding regarding it.
That's what I mean. If you are me and you just look at this and say, congratulations for shopping in Macy's or shopping in Nordstrom, you get $975. Give me your credit card number. It will be in your home tomorrow. How does it sound to you that? It sounds like an absurd, nonsense, stupidity, isn't it? So that was this number. That's why I touched the link. It's only one this number and link. There's nothing else. And I was curious to say, let me see what will be the explanation for this.
Okay. Well, I understand. Was there anything else that I could assist with for you?
Well, I think I was very explicitly clear what the point is. What will be your opinion if you are in my place?
Okay. So what would be my opinion is, of course, you can look further into it if you would like. But if you feel like it's a gimmick, then you don't have to put your credit card information in.
Obviously, sounds very, very, very odd. Only four questions. Do you shop with us? You are such a great customer. We want to reward you. Okay. And then you say, will you recommend us? Yes. Do you think we got a good job? Yes. good stuff. Yeah, thank you. Give me your credit card number. We'll be in your home in 24 hours and $978. Dice from V11. Are you kidding me? And the only any question, that was the number to call, just by tapping that. Very simple. No other question, no exclusion, no detail, nothing. It was very odd. So it sounds extremely, it looked like an amateur or a very novice guy trying to hack something. So anyhow, thank you for you. So this is a legit customer sort of serving right. A number of vendors, or is just another gimmick person sitting there trying to get your credit card number?
Oh, no, sir. This is a legitimate company. And I'm not trying to get your credit card number. I'm a regular person at my job.
No, I understand. That's what I'm not criticizing you. Imagine I just happened to see it was reading the news in my phone, and it popped out this. Welcome, you are the winner of a Dyson. Thank you very much for being a customer. I said, what the hell is this? And it's true, I was in Home Depot about 2 days ago. So I was curious. And then say, you are the winner. Oh, my gosh.
Right, and so I definitely do understand that. And so that's why we always recommend just to read the terms and conditions, because it's there. You would just have to search for it if it's not in plain sight, but it does go into detail as to what it is.
The detail. All right, thank you. I will go back into the original of it and be more careful. But thank you very much for your time. I appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you for calling customer support, and have a great day.
You too. Bye bye.
Bye bye.